T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last night, we told you all show long, the Capitals played their biggest game of the year. They needed 2 points against the Detroit Red Wings. I would say that it went about as well as it could have. That's not quite true, though. A regulation win really was what the doctor ordered. The fact that they got 2 points, that they gained a point in the standings on the Red Wings, still massive. Their chances to make the playoffs went up to over 60% last night, and they got an overtime game winner from Dylan Strome. It was a packed house on a bobblehead night. Crowd was rocking, everybody donning red. It looked like the early Rock the Red Ovi Young Guns era for the Capitals under Spencer Carberry last evening. So let's play both game winners if we've got them. I want to start as heard right here on 106.7 The Fan with our guy John Walton. This was the radio call. Instant winner for Dylan Strome. Beautiful pass from John Carlson. Caps, biggest win of the season to date.
And the Caps do get it back. LaPierre's speed making an impact. Gives it to Strome. Across to Carlson. Back to Strome. He scores! Dylan Strome! Game-winning goal in overtime. Good morning, good afternoon, and good night, Detroit! Washington's lead for the wild card is at 2. They take down the Wings. 4-3, the final.
What a call by John Walton.
Boom goes the dynamite. Yeah.
You think he was ready for big-time hockey last night?
That was, by the way, thing of beauty. 3-on-3 overtime. I think the Caps had possession of the puck 97.8% of the time.
Thank God, because every second the opponent has the puck during overtime,
it's terrifying.
It takes about a month off of my life. And this is just regular season hockey in March. I'm not ready. At this weight, I don't know if I can do the postseason. I'm just telling you.
Well, that was gorgeous. So the Strome gives it up to Carlson, charges the net. You couldn't have stopped time and put it on a stick any better than Carly did. The little deflection goes in, biscuit in the basket, game winner. That was outstanding.
What a pass by Carlson.
That was perfect. Come on.
They were up 1-0. Nick Dowd scored a goal. Former Grant and Danny regular guest. I still text him a pie emoji every time he scores. In fact, on my way to the game, when they were playing on Sunday against Winnipeg, I'm going to read you this text with Nick Dowd. I texted our pal and I said, I smell pie baking. Because I always send him the pie emoji. And I hadn't gotten to send him one in a long, long time. My last pie emoji text to him was February 11th. So Sunday at 11:21 a.m., I smell pie baking today. I got a text back from him after the game. I must have left it in the oven too long. Because he didn't score.
Doubter.
Must have left it in the oven too long. So at 8:54 last night, I sent him a text with the pie emoji. I was off by one game. Glad you took it out of the oven. Let's go, boys.
I love it.
Then they fall behind 2-1 going into the third period. But what does this team do? They get up when they fall down. They claw with their fingernails for that inch, these Washington Capitals. They are scrappy, my friends. Joe Beninati on the call This was Monumental Sports on television last evening. Carlson to Stromer to the back of the net.
You don't see him miss too many of those passes on the Larkin speed. They created that two-on-one down low. Thank you.
Closing in here, Carlson for Stromer. He scores! Washington closes the homestand in style with an overtime win.
And the building was on fire.
Just a blast. So much fun. It was, you know, the typical deflating game-tying goal with right around 5 minutes left in the third period after the turnover on their own end. That just sort of felt, oh, like they were going to win that game. They're going to win the game. They're better. They're better. They're better. I thought they were out playing Detroit that entire third period. Obviously, they scored two goals to take the lead. And that stung. You could see how excited the Red Wings were. They were into it. They were fighting back. And they were just, you know, they were going to do it. They're going to do it. And then the Caps, as you said, got knocked in the teeth, got knocked down, dust themselves off, played tight the rest of the way, and then dominated the overtime
period. How many times in this end-of-season run they're putting together have they been down going into the third period?
Feels like a lot.
Come back and won the game.
Yeah.
It has been constant for them. And it was right away, McMichael off of a bounce behind the cage, putting a puck home. He's only 23. Stromer, who just turned 27 with two goals, including the game winner. We've talked about it a lot. They've got nine guys on their team that have been skating that are 26 and under. They're having their cake and eating it too. We all said you got to be in or you got to be out. You can't do this thing where you revolve around Ovechkin and you don't rebuild. But kudos to Brian McClellan. I mean, they're figuring this out on the fly.
It is
right
a tough
now.
Needle to thread, and they're threading it. Like they still lack. You know, this isn't a criticism. It's just sort of the state of the union. They still lack a couple. You know, big guns, like a couple high-end pieces for their top six.
They probably need a 30-goal scorer and a 20-goal scorer added to this roster.
I think a lot of people could use that, but this one especially, right?
I wonder if they would tell you Mareshnichenko is going to be the 30-goal guy and Hendricks LaPierre is going to be the 20-goal guy.
Hmm.
They're just not there yet. Maybe, but I do think they're also going to be aggressive and spend money this offseason.
Mm-hmm.
They'll have money for the first time. Max said on our show, you and I interviewed him, they want to bring Anthony Mantha back, but I'd rather, frankly, not even do that and just go find another goal scorer and use that money to get someone even better.
Yeah, here, here. But that's you know, long-term, that's neither here nor there. What this group is doing right now, Connor McMichael, by the way, is closing in on 20 goals himself.
Yes, sir, he is.
Just you know, with a couple great stretches.
Not too shabby.
Stromer's been unbelievable. What he did last night was awesome. That little, you know, off the deflection and that hands goal, just sort of flicking the backhand in to tie it. God, it is so much fun. Or actually take the lead. They are a blast to watch on a nightly basis right now. And I did not think that, what was it, a little over a month ago, right? When they had that huge losing streak in January or in the beginning of February. I can't remember which month it was. But it just looked bad. And something has shifted. There's been whether it's a belief, a buy-in, whether it's a paradigm shift, whether it's Carberry, I don't know. But I tell you what, whatever the ingredients are, you keep making it. Keep doing it because it's fun.
There's a little birdie chirping that I might get Danny Ruelle to Capital One Arena before the end of the year to see the boys in red. I believe you're right now in.
I'm slated to go, yeah.
To come with me and Kondori and Murad, a little Capitals hockey.
Yeah, I'll be out in.
Now, you know that's not in your living room. You know that
I understand.
You're driving to Washington, D.C.
Well, I'll be coming from some godforsaken barren wasteland 90 minutes away from my homestead for some travel soccer before that. But, yeah, I'll probably come straight there. We'll drop off my kid on the way, like slowly moving car, kick him out the window. The wife will pick him up, then I'll be Cap One.
Danny Routier.
Who's that, Chuck?
Danny Routier.
Handsome.
Can't wait to see Routier eating some cookies at Capital One Arena.
Danny Routier.
Now, are we in the good seats for that one?
Which good seats?
Well, the one, that's a great question. There's a lot of good seats. Not
You're not going to be in the seats I normally sit in.
Not in the Paulsons where your DNA is all over that glass?
You're not in those seats, no. We're going to be, I think we're in the 106.7, the fan seats.
Oh, Bazillis.
Which I feel really good about.
I like those a lot.
So I don't think I've ever sat in our 106.7, the fan suite at a Caps game. So this will be the first time for your boy. The little penalty box that we have.
Yeah, I forget what they call it. It's like a low J.
Here's the best thing about you going, though.
Mm-hmm.
Every time I've ever been to a hockey game, a listener will come up and say hello, very, very friendly, very nice. And then they'll go, where's Danny? And then I'll go, I don't know, man.
Living is completely separate life from me.
If I had to guess, probably in his living room.
Yeah.
But I have no, or chasing his kids around in a field somewhere in Fairfax.
Yeah, I mean, I did a stand-up show. God, I don't even know where this was. This is months ago. Where's Grant? Grant gets enough of this at the office, man. You know what I mean? Like, Grant coming and going, let me sign up for some extra Danny on the weekend. An hour straight of him talking.
I do get steamed up for some Danny.
Yeah, but every so often. You probably need a break every now and again.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Was my voice higher pitched?
It went up.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.